The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 4, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 21st, 2010, on the road from Tallinn to Riga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, text number 16. Paravaragya Sarishi Kalena Vyaktaranghasa Yuga Dharma Vyati Karam Praktang Bhuvi Yuge Yuge Paravaragya Sarishi Kalena Vyaktaranghasa Yuga Dharma Vyati Karam Bhaktang Bhuvi Yuge Yuge Paravara. Past and future. Ya, one who knows. Sa, he. Rishi, Vyasadeva. Kalena, in the course of time. Of Yukta, unmanifested, Ramhasa, by great force, Yuga Dharma, acts in terms of the millennium, Vyatikaram, anomalies, Raptam,
having accrued, Bhuvi, on the earth, yuge, yuge, different ages. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Vyasadeva saw anomalies in the duties of the millennium. This happens on the earth in different ages due to unseen forces in the course of time. Purport. The great sages like Vyasadeva are liberated souls, and therefore they can see clearly past and future. Thus he could see the future anomalies in the Kali Age. And accordingly, he made arrangement for the people in general so that they can execute a progressive life in this age, which is full of darkness. The people in general in this age of Kali are too much interested in matter, which is temporary. Because of ignorance, they are unable to evaluate the essence of life and be enlightened in spiritual knowledge. Vandeha. Shri Guru. Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Z avadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya deva shri radha krishna padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha. So, all around us, we see the Kali Yuga going on. This age is described here by Srila Prabhupada as being full of darkness. Of course, sometimes the sun is shining, and sometimes it is night. Sometimes during the day the sun is visible, and sometimes it is covered by the clouds. But in any case, dark, sunshine, or cloudy, in any of these three states, the darkness of Kali Yuga is fully manifested. Actually, it will become even more dark. As the age progresses, it will become darker and darker and darker. Now we are between 1-2% completed of the Kali Yuga. 98%+ is ahead. We've only gone between 1-2% into the Kali Yuga so far. So what we're seeing now is it's not as dark as it's going to be. There's still some gray there. But by the time you get to the end, it'll be pitch black in terms of spiritual qualities. There's still some honesty left at the present time, although not much. There's a little bit of honesty left. Mercy is gone. Cleanliness is gone. Austerity is gone. A little bit of honesty, but not so much, is still there. So, the great sage Vyasadeva, he was seeing all these vyaktikaram, all these anomalies, and therefore he gave us this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam to help us cope with this situation. I mean, it's pretty miserable, to be honest. It's really, really miserable right now. And it's getting more and more miserable all the time. It's becoming more and more a chaotic situation on this planet. With each passing year, I'm seeing it. More and more chaotic situation. People are in so much anxiety, there's so much distress, they don't know how to get relief from this anxiety and distress. Therefore, the Bhagavatam is the most important book for saving the people from their confusion, their delusion, and their distress. So, we can take shelter of this great teaching of Srila Vyasadeva, and we can become happy. We can become truly free of anxieties. Starting off with the remembrance that I am not this body. Once one understands I'm not this body and fully understands what he actually is, then he has the platform for becoming truly happy by engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. Those who take to the impersonal understanding, however, they're in a very difficult position, because they have no way to render devotional service. This is confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text number 5. Klesho dirkataraste sham avyakta saktatetasam avyaktahi gatiradukam dehavadviravapyate. For those whose minds are attached to the impersonal, unmanifested feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always very difficult for those who are embodied. In other words, to get out of this quagmire of material existence, we have to have a solid position in the spiritual existence. And unless you have a loving relationship with that Supreme Person, you don't have a solid relationship. You don't have a solid position. So the Mayavadis, they try to, by undergoing great penances and austerities, they try to enter the spiritual existence by brute force. And because they've done so many penances and austerities, they're given a sneak preview of the spiritual existence. At least they get the sense of eternality. They don't really get ananda. They don't really get knowledge, chit, or ananda bliss. But they do get a sense of eternality. But that eternality, that sat feature they temporarily realize, is taken away from them. Temporary means they can't keep it. They come back to the asat once again, misidentifying themselves with a gross lump of mucus, bile, urine, pus, blood, stool, and bones, thinking, oh wow, this is great. How anybody in their right mind could think that a bag of mucus, bile, stool, urine, pus, and blood and bones is a wonderful thing? But Maya has doing such a wonderful packaging job that she makes us think that it's a wonderful thing, this material body. Just see what a clever marketer she is. She's more clever than Coca-Cola Company. This Coca-Cola Company, they're very clever at convincing people all over the world to drink this unhealthy beverage, Coca-Cola. But just imagine how clever is Maya Devi. She's got a lot more people than the Coca-Cola Company has by her false propaganda, that you are that body and you can enjoy your senses. So in this way, we have to understand that Maya is a supreme trickster. Well, she's Krishna's a supreme trickster. That Maya Devi is a very powerful trickster. She's powerful because she's connected with the supreme trickster, Krishna. We have to realize that she's very tricky, and we should take shelter of the supreme personality of God and Lord Krishna to get free from her Maya's tricks. And in this way, we can actually reconnect ourselves with our actual eternal natures as Krishna's servants and become qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions. You may have to write it on a piece of paper.